Many of us are fascinated by stories of miracles, not just because they defy our understanding of how the world works, but also because they remind us that God's love for us is greater than we could ever imagine. Stay tuned for two incredible stories that will leave you in awe of God's mysterious ways. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today I have two incredible stories to share with you. Stories that highlight the miraculous healings surrounding Padre Pio. These accounts remind us that nothing is impossible for God. Our first story comes from the book Padre Pio, Messages from the Saint of the Stigmata by the Benitez Brothers. It recounts the testimony of Father Victor Felisato, a military chaplain during World War II, who shared a miraculous healing attributed to Padre Pio's intercession. Father Victor recounts, "I first heard of Padre Pio in 1934 through the wife of a doctor. Her only son, an 8-year-old boy, had been diagnosed with infantile cerebral palsy. The doctors gave him only a few months to live. Desperate, the mother took him to see Padre Pio. After blessing the child, Padre Pio declared, 'The illness is receding.'" Now, for those unfamiliar, infantile cerebral palsy is a severe condition caused by damage to the developing brain, often occurring before birth. It has no cure, and the symptoms can be devastating. In this case, the child's condition was so severe that doctors believed he wouldn't even survive. Yet, against all odds, the boy grew up to be a perfectly healthy man. Father Victor concludes, "I often accompany him to San Giovanni Rotondo. He always carries with him a cross blessed by Padre Pio." And with that, we conclude our first story. Isn't it incredible how Padre Pio's blessing defied medical expectations? This story is a powerful reminder that God's power transcends human understanding. Now, our second story comes from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint of the Stigmata by Jose Maria Zavala. This time it involves one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, who also experienced something extraordinary. Listen to this. Rita Tortora de Paita, a devoted spiritual daughter of Padre Pio, found herself in a dire situation in 1966. Suffering from severe hemorrhagic pains, her doctor referred her to Professor Maurizio in Rome, who diagnosed her with a fibroid and scheduled an urgent surgery. Now, it's not specifically mentioned in the story, but from what I can gather, Rita was experiencing constant pains in her uterus. Naturally worried, she mentioned her diagnosis to Padre Pio during confession and asked if she could travel to Lourdes before the operation. "Of course," Padre Pio told her, "you must see the Virgin first." Then, in a peculiar gesture, he took his cincture and passed it over her abdomen as if driving something away. Rita made the pilgrimage to Lourdes, and upon returning to Rome, had one last consultation before the surgery. But to her doctor's shock, the fibroid had completely vanished. "Madam, who operated on you?" the surgeon asked, astonished. "No one, professor," she replied. She then added, "Padre Pio sent me to Lourdes to see the Virgin before my surgery, so everything would go well." Professor Maurizio, humbled by the evidence, admitted, "Indeed, the Virgin operated on you." End of story. Now, we might wonder, who worked the healing? Was it Padre Pio or Our Lady of Lourdes? The truth is, only God knows. The doctor attributed the miracle to the Virgin, but what was the meaning of Padre Pio's gesture with the cincture? Whatever the case, one thing is certain. Padre Pio always pointed to Our Lady. Whenever someone experienced a miracle, he would simply say, "Thank Our Lady, not me." So, as we reflect on these miracles, let us remember to turn to Padre Pio and Our Lady in our times of need, trusting that they will intercede for us before the throne of God. And let us never forget to give thanks for the countless blessings, both seen and unseen, that grace our lives each day, especially if we already enjoy good health, for this too is a gift from God. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.